Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're not going to have any music to bring on the show today. We're kind of locked up here. Hopefully we can get this thing going on here. We were told that we were going to have some problems because of some static interference out there, and we are having... Okay, gang. I don't know if we're on the air. I will tell you this. This is Friday, and obviously the black booted thugs out there have really hit the system today. We don't know if we're on the air. We have no way to know that we're on the air. So if there's anybody out there that is on the phone bridge, you're out there. You've got your IMs up. I hope and pray that you can hear me. This is Friday. We have been hacked. We've got four radio stations that are down, literally down. I've got to bring on. I don't even know. Can we get the system, ladies and gentlemen? You're just going to have to bear with us. I'm having to do everything from Little Rock, Arkansas, on the system today. I don't have any assistance whatsoever. On bringing in information. So,
the conference is not starting. Please enter the board.
This is
moderator has joined the conference.
Yeah, James, hang on, I'm getting everything back up on the air. I'm actually on the air, so do me a favor, call into the show. I'm live on the network. You can't help me right now, okay? I appreciate the phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, that was one of my backup people that is calling in 25 minutes, a little late. Obviously, people didn't know, I didn't have this backup. This is Drew Raines. This is the show. We don't know if we're on the air. We're hoping that there are some listeners out there that will call in or will let me know through the IM to let me know that I'm getting a signal out. I'm actually trying to run a computer that's not online anywhere and another computer that is set up. We don't know, it's going on 4:20. You guys are just going to have to hear me do my little thing in the background here, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring this show up. This is Friday. This is what happens when you plan to bring on a show. I'm supposed to be on the line here. I'm trying to type another letter out to I don't know where to go here. I should have the phone bridge up. Okay, the phone bridge should be up. You have to understand. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. If we are getting out and you are hearing this, we're doing all we can. Man, I want to tell you, this show today was supposed to be with Dr. Carly. Dr. Rebecca Carly, and I put out the word to around the world, and obviously the world, the powers to be, does not want Dr. Carly on this network. She does not want you, the Marines, to know what's going on out here, and I cannot respond to all the IMs that are hitting me right now. I don't have any help. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening... If you're listening on the phone bridge, please mute your phone. There's going to be 27 radio stations come on the phone bridge. Sky Bridge has been down. It's going up one station at a time. We've got three stations that are got the signal, but they're not feeding it to their local public. They're playing music. We're not going to go live on the air on Wind Talkers Radio until 4:35. Put that on your clock. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to live, back screen, real hardcore radio in the back screen area. You're going to hear me talking to radio show hosts, our radio show producers around the world. So bear with me if this is Thursday. Hey, Jack, I don't know what to tell you, guy. I mean, I'm online. I've got it set up. I don't know. You're going to have to call back in. Yeah, okay. You're going to have to call back in and see if the bridge is up. Larissa, are you still down? Bobby, you're still down. Okay, thank you very much. Jack, are you up? Doug, okay, you're still running. Okay, you're running. Okay, that's fine. Just go ahead and you run the music. We will go live at 4:35. We will go live 4:35. Ladies and gentlemen, this is supposed to be a live show presentation with Dr. Rebecca Carley. I'm going to try and see what I've got here. I've got somebody calling in. Let me see if this is Dr. Carley. Dr. Carley, is this you?
Yes, and you can't imagine what I had to go through to get here.
Girl, I'm going to tell you, just you and I are talking. We're not on the Wind Talkers. Wind Talkers, we've got about 7 minutes to go live on the radio. All 178 radio stations went dead at 4 o'clock, at 3:59.
Well, Drew, they just told you how much they don't want us to speak together.
I want to tell you, I put the word out. I had five full bird colonels in the Marine Corps tell me that they wanted to make sure that we got this show taped, that they wanted to play it in Iwakuni, Japan, tonight, because it's already daytime there, that they wanted to do a simulcast of this show later tonight on a rerun or on this weekend. And you're right. They don't want this show out there.
Okay,
big
but let me just say, they will not stop us. And if we have to do another show down the line, we will do so. But they went so far as to shut down one of my computers. My Skype is not working. I emailed you. The phone number you gave me did not work initially, so I've been constantly just get through.
I want to tell you, girl, I have been hacked before. I mean, literally hacked. I have three computers. One of them doesn't even touch the internet at all, and that's the computer that I had to set up over in a rush. Within 5 minutes of 4 o'clock, putting it online. That's the computer I'm on right now. My primary computer has been shot. I'll have to work on it later. I know I've got the phone. I've been told the phone bridge is up.
Well,
and,
it wasn't up when I called. It just called it. So at least from my number.
Okay, I've got to get somebody to call the phone bridge because we've got about 4.5 minutes, we'll talk about this live when the recording starts.
Okay.
Because I've got some really mad Marines out there, retired Marines that have radio stations. They've been playing music for 30 minutes, giving out.
They're going to get even madder when they find out why our information has been cut off.
Oh, tell me. Tell me, I remember back on the days when I was on American Voice Radio, they would do this to me because I was bringing on people like Bob Chapman, and I had put the word out that that specific show was going to be naming some specific names of some specific events, and boom, my show would be knocked off the air, and Francis Steffen over at American Voice, he was pulling his hair out. He couldn't understand. Even his network went down one day. Totally for a whole day, and it comes to find out that somewhere there was an electrical charge that took out his repeater, and he had to wait for a repeater to come in, and he was off the air, literally off the air for over 2 days.
Well, one of my shows, actually, I'm on Republic Broadcast Network, and they had a lightning strike one day right before my show. So it's really amazing what they'll use in terms of their technology to try to keep the truth off the airwaves, but it's not going to work because those of us that have the truth and a conscience have stick-to-itiveness as well.
Oh, and then say they haven't, they just butted up against heads with me. That's all they've done. They can't do anything. I mean, I got a notice the other day. I mean, this morning, I shouldn't say the other day. I got a notice this morning that I don't have a credit card. I use a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my PayPal account had been hacked. And all of that started this morning. And today's Friday. It's supposed to be the relaxed day. It's not for Drew. Man, I've had one tough day all day long.
Well, Drew, I don't want to take credit for it, but I know.
No, you're not.
No, but the point is that the powers that be do not want those in the military, especially the Marines who are the elite, to know what's been done to them with vaccines. Because they're going to get pissed off, and they may actually take their oath to protect the Constitution from enemies from within. Seriously.
Understand. I really do. Now, Dr. Carley, we are going to go live. We've got, Fred. Okay, thank you, Fred. I appreciate that. Larissa, you're on? Okay, thank you, Larissa. I've got to talk to these other people just a second here. Doug, okay, you got live feed? Okay, all right, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are
going to go.
Okay, you hear that feedback? We're going live here. Dr. Carley, you still with me?
I'm still with you.
Please don't hang up. Please. Just don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larissa, thank you. Okay, you got that. All right. Okay. Doug, I'm ready, guy, whenever you are. If you want to turn us on, you turn us on. Bobby can't. Her network's down. Yeah, her network. New Zealand is not online on Highway 8 right now. They are dead in the water. She said it may be another 15 or 20 minutes before she's up. She's there. Yeah, okay. Okay. Thank you, Mike. We just got notice that Venezuela's online. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, Dr. Carley, 15, okay, Doug, 15 seconds. Larissa, you got it? Okay. Make it 35 seconds. Let Larissa have it. Let Larissa have it. She'll control it. She'll control the music. 35 seconds. 30 seconds. Okay? Got you covered. No. All right. We're going to go at 0133 Sochi time. No, yeah. That's okay. 20 seconds. All right. Dr. Carley, you still there?
I'm still there.
Hang on. 15 seconds. Go ahead, Larissa. You got it, girl. 10 seconds. Two seconds.
The kingdom or the mountain and the valley far below. On the mountain was the treasure buried deep beneath the stone. And the valley people swore they have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing from the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier ran away.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear it. We're live all the way around the world, except in New Zealand. We'll be on New Zealand, we're being told, or we have been told, we'll be up on New Zealand in about 20 minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Friday, the 24th day of April, and we've been hacked, 100% hacked. Everybody went down at 1 minute and 42 seconds before the top of the hour, wherever you were in the world when this show comes on live. It has been furious. Everybody's been trying to get turned on. I have a computer that I'm on run right now that is 12 years old. 12 years old. It is an old 386, and we were able to bring everybody up and get things communicated over. It took 20 minutes to get me online, and then I had to put it all together myself, by myself, and fortunately, Larissa got her spare computer up and running because she got her husband up, and he went frantic. Doug over in Ireland has been running around with his head chopped off, running music for the radio stations. And those of you in Ireland that have been listening to renditions of American music for the last half hour with the Marine Corps hymn being played every 5 minutes, you know, you got a good rendition of the Marine Corps hymn. This is Friday. As I said, we're going to bring on Dr. Rebecca Carley, a medical doctor who is out there fighting a good fight, a great fight for God and country, but the country that she's fighting for is not the country we know today, because the country we know today, ladies and gentlemen, is fighting us. They're fighting the truth. They're fighting anybody and everybody that wants to bring you attention to what's going on, especially those of you in the Marine Corps, because you are on the front line of the fodder. Those of you that are retired in the military, you're on the front line of the fodder. Those of you that are in the military police, you're really on the front line of the fodder. And those of you in civilian uniforms as deputy sheriffs and police officers and Texas Rangers and Kansas State Troopers, I know you're out there listening. I know that you tried to listen. My other computer is inundated. I can't even get the number of hits on it. Over 700 hits. 57 emails in less than 5 minutes telling me the signal was dead. I really appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. We got 6,000 hits yesterday when I put the word out that we were going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley on today. And I want to tell you, fortunately, we have been able to put this thing together. Right at the present time, there are 9 computers tied in live. And those of you that are turning into the phone bridge, if you're on any one of the 11 phone bridges, the 4-star key, you need to mute your system because we don't, you know, I appreciate the Russian music coming in my left ear over here, but if you could turn that off, I really would appreciate it. 4-star, and that mutes your radio station there in Kazan. The 4-star will mute the system for those of you in America, in Australia, and New Zealand that picked up the emergency broadcast that was put out by Bobby and Jeff down there and Mike, who said that they were going to run the phone bridge through Sweden. The phone bridge in New Zealand is working. So there's we're not going to do a long rant today because here's my rant. The word that we're bringing forth today is the truth about vaccinations, chemtrails, and the one woman that's got the guts to stand up as a medical doctor and say there's a problem in America. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Thank you so much, Drew. It's an honor to be on this show, especially to talk to the military. It's such a large number. But I also want to give the wishes that the vaccine-induced diseases that they have caused by inoculating you with all of these various organisms can be reversed. That's what I teach people how to do. But the most important thing we have to make people realize is that the inoculations that they're forcing on the military especially is not to protect you. It's to make sure you're not alive to collect disability pensions at the end of the line.
That's exactly right.
Yes. And that's
well,
a very hard thing for people to accept that have signed up to represent their country, to protect their country, and to realize that and betrayed in such a deep way. It's the same way I feel. I was trained to be a medical doctor. I was trained as a surgeon. I went to school for 17 years after high school. I was a surgeon. And then my only child was brain damaged from inoculations, and that's what made me start to investigate what's really going on here. And now I know. I don't believe, but I know, and I have proof that vaccines are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. This includes all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. This is huge. Hello?
Well, I can believe that. Okay. I hear you. We believe that 100%.
I don't believe
really
it. I can prove it. Okay. Go
ahead. One of the things out there, we've had, I want to let everybody know that Mary Joan Mondello, my master herbalist, her business is closed down today and will be closed on Monday. This is Mother's Day weekend. And my master herbalist agrees with Dr. Carley 1,000,000%. That vaccinations are the biggest cause of most of our problems out there, and that's why my master herbalist, Mary Joan Mondello, Maine Coast Herbals, ladies and gentlemen, she's on my website, the three W's, amd.elequity.com. She has the remedies. She's got the replacement that you need for your facial cosmetics. She's got the herbs. God's Eden is alive and well on this planet, and everything that evil man is trying to do with all of these vaccinations and chemtrails, it's not going to succeed because God's herbs are going to come through into help you. And here we have Dr. Carley. Dr. Carley, what kind of input do you have on the chemtrails that kind of line in with vaccinations?
Well, before we get into that, I want to just mention that it's always the big picture. And if the listeners go to my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com, there are diagrams on my website where the first diagram is the big picture, and that's the cause of all disease. I don't have chemtrails on there because I didn't have a big enough sheet of paper to list everything. But once you understand that, basically, the health that we're suffering from, basically, at this point, is a result of all the assaults that we've accumulated over the years. What the people have to realize, you have to teach yourself, you have to learn what's bad so that you can eliminate it to whatever extent possible, what's good so that you can supplement it, and what you have to do to stay away from the white coats, because the medical devils, in my opinion, are the biggest threat to your health, period. As far as the chemtrails go, the list is endless. I've been doing a lot of research on Morgellons recently, which is this X-Files type of parasite, appears to be silicone-based, that has a hive mentality that apparently all of us have been exposed to. And I'm working with a number of people to try to figure out why are some people so susceptible that they actually extrude these filaments from their body. I've gotten calls from people that were like on the verge of suicide, because it's such a torturous affliction to have, where you feel these parasites coming out of your skin and you want to rip your skin off, and it's very, you know, you have this itching sensation. It's a very hard thing to deal with. But all of us have been exposed to it. And where did it come from? That's what we have to figure out. We know that it came from some black ops lab. We're still figuring out why have they created this. But it's just one of many things. We now have a bird flu / swine flu / human flu of virus that's coming out in Texas and other places. On my show tomorrow on republicbroadcasting.org, I'm going to be talking about weaponized rabies as well as this virus that they've created that's now killed at least 60 people in Mexico. According to the latest news, of course, I'm not talking about the American news. The American news is keeping all of this under wraps. Basically, what's happening, folks, is that they're weaponizing these viruses. We have 1,088 biological warfare labs in the United States That's more than 20 per state. They're sending their various creations from lab to lab by FedEx. So that should tell you, you know, what's possibly on your local FedEx truck. But the bottom line is this is what we're paying our taxes for these lacking of a conscious medical minion scientists, these mad scientists, to create all of these things. They're decreasing the population. We have the Georgia Guidestones telling us they want to decrease the population of the world to 500 million, and vaccinations is one of the major ways they're accomplishing their goal.
Now, see, this is one of the things that I've got Marines around the world there. Now, I've got four IMs that just came up and said, chemtrails are everywhere, but the vaccination, they're forcing us to get vaccinations. And ladies and gentlemen, they're giving vaccinations to your kids in the hospital when they're less than 6 months old. Obviously, Dr. Cawley knows what she's talking about.
Wait, less than 6 hours old. The first assault, see, people have to realize that medicine has become a religion, and the vaccinations are the sacred cow. They're the baptismal rite. The first vaccination they want to give to your child as soon as it pops out of the womb is a hepatitis B vaccine. Now, people should be saying to themselves, let's see, hepatitis B is a virus that's spread by IV drug addicts, sexual promiscuity, things of that nature. Are the little newborns having orgies or, you know, drug addict parties in the nursery? I don't think so. So what's up with that? It's because they know that this is going to be the first assault that's going to corrupt their immune system. And I have documents on my website at drcarley.com, especially Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction. This explains what the vaccinations do. You see, when you shoot a virus into the body, right in, directly into the bloodstream, bypassing what our Creator gave us, the secretory IgA, especially in the upper respiratory and GI tracts, that is how the immune process gets started to naturally process these antigens and push them out. When you inject them directly into the bloodstream, that does not happen. You create a chronic infection, and this was actually verified when I finally caught up on my sleep. After going through medical school and read the book Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which is the Bible by which all medical students around the world learn this the specialty called internal medicine, which in reality is all vaccine-induced disease, I actually found a quote that says, vaccines do not prevent the disease, they give you a chronic case of the infection. And this is very important for people to realize. They're not just infecting you. They're not just giving you anthrax and smallpox and measles and all these things. The actual act of inoculating it into your bloodstream is corrupting your immune system so that you develop autoantibodies, creating all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and pets. They're vaccinating your food source animals. They are apparently trying to cause the extinction of most of the human race.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that I learned just this morning from a friend of mine, he sent me an email concerning the fact that the population of America has got to have 2.3 children average to sustain the American way of life. And if we don't, the American way of life, with the even with the white and black race, just those two races in America, having the Christian belief, our nation is lost.
Well, how obvious can it be that they have no interest in sustaining the American way of life? They are bringing America to a third world nation status. They are corrupting the entire country. They are bankrupting us. They are allowing the borders to be wide open so that we become the North Atlantic organization, and they're going to bring about the Amero once this is admitted. They're doing everything that's happening is being done on purpose. This is not like a result of the Republicans and the Democrats. This is a result of the Illuminati at the top, the puppet masters that control George Bush and Obama and whoever is allowed to be president because there's no such thing as an election. Everything is predetermined. They're controlling everything. And all these people that are put into office as puppets are put into office because they have agreed to sell their soul. They will do whatever it takes to have their power and their money, whatever the case may be, to basically help bring about this new world order. It's all about the new world order, and in order for that to become a reality for these evil minions at the top of the food chain, in terms of this group that wants to bring this about, they have to bring America down. That's what they're doing. They're bringing down our economy, and now we're seeing the pandemic start to be rolling. We're seeing people in Mexico dying. We're seeing people in Texas getting this weird bird flu, human, swine flu combination. Where do you think that came from, folks? From a level 4 biowarfare lab. We don't know where it is, but this was created in a laboratory, and this is the main way they're going to create the decrease in population necessary for their agenda, because what they're going to do is to scare the public. Oh, you have to get a vaccination. Well, the vaccinations are what's going to kill most of the people, but they're going to use these outbreaks in order to scare the people to get the vaccines, just like they did in 1918. 1918 was not a Spanish flu outbreak. This was caused by inoculations given to soldiers in World War I. If you don't believe me, get the book Vaccinations, the Silent Killer by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. They go into great details about this. And by causing this outbreak to happen in the first place, that's how they scared the American population and others as well, that they needed to get these inoculations. And the inoculations are what killed off the people. And unfortunately, Drew, at this point now we have these Model State Health Emergency Powers Act enacted in most states. And basically what those acts say is that when the governor, you know, basically declares a public health emergency in any state, he can practice medicine without a license and mandate that the vaccinations be started in that state. And that's what we're up against. And that's where they're going to be asking the military, the police force, the sheriffs to go house to house and threaten people if they do not agree to get inoculated with disease. And mind you, these inoculations have never been tested. The only test I know of the bird flu vaccine was done in homeless people in Poland. You can check this out at the www.telegraph.co.uk. Read about the fact that homeless people that were tested with the bird flu vaccine, the majority of them dropped dead. That's the only test I know of that's been done of the bird flu vaccine. But that's what they're going to enlist the military and other, you know, police state-type agencies to do, is try to coerce the public to get the vaccine. And if they don't do it, if they come to my door and mandate it, I'm going to say, please shoot me with your gun between the eye. I would rather die of a gunshot wound than drown on my own blood.
So yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I have an IM here from Wales. There has been a major scientist that was found dead in front of his house this morning, and they're saying that he died of a self-induced chemical suicide because of the massive amount of chemicals that were found in his car. And this gentleman was 60 years old. And I don't have the particulars around it, but the IM comes on and says, Dr. Carley, there's a number of doctors around the world, specifically doctors in the field that you are talking about, that have come up dead over the last 5 or 7 years. Do you see any evil here about these chemists dying?
Well, they've tried to kill me a number of times. They've taken away my only child. He's being satanically, ritually abused. You can read about that on my website. They've taken away my medical license, saying I have a delusion of conspiracy. They wanted me to undergo psychiatric drugging, electroshock therapy, or institutionalization to keep my license to kill. That's why I'm now a teacher. I don't practice medicine. I teach people what I would do if I was them. Do I think this is happening? You better believe it's happening. And this is what people have to realize. The people like me who speak the truth, they kill them. They take away everything they have, whatever they have to do to try to stop them from doing what they're doing. It's only through the grace of God that I even have the strength to continue on knowing what my only child is going through because of what I do. This is the world in which we live, folks, and this is what you're paying your taxes for. So what I'm trying to do is not to scare people, because this has been going on for thousands of years. This evil that is encompassing our planet has always been there. But what we have to realize is that there's nothing to fear, because we are going to be killed off in a very evil way. And if enough of us join together, we will shine light on these minions and stop it. So there's nothing to fear, because you're already dead.
I have an IM here from Michigan. This is a gentleman that lives in Michigan. He says, Dr. Carly, you are right on point. I left the Marine Corps 8 months shy of 21 years. I could have easily stayed in. However, I saw the trepidations that are going on, and the fact that the military is going to be on the front line along with the police and state troopers. Several of my friends here in Michigan have put together a small community here, and I know of others that have gotten together, but I'm afraid that they're going to come after us first, because we don't believe in vaccinations as you rightfully believe in. We believe that they're trying to kill us and kill our children. We have the right for our children to be born at home, and many of us have taken up the Quaker and the Mennonite religions, keeping our children born at the house instead of taking them to a hospital, because the number of people that go to the hospital with their babies come home sick.
Well, first of all, you took my breath away as you're telling me that a Marine is saying he's afraid. This is a very serious situation. A Marine is afraid. A Marine that takes an oath to protect his country and his nation, and obviously his family, is afraid. I'm not making a judgment on that, but obviously this Marine sees the big picture. What I would say is, do not be afraid, because we're already dead. It's not just on an individual level, it's on a global level. These mad scientists and the other minions that control them, they have no conscience. They want to decrease the population. They will go to any levels that they have to go to. Now, yes, right now religious exemptions are working, but there are no religious exemptions under the model state health laws in the different states. Although they do mention religious exemptions, they also have a loophole, of course, where, you know, once they determine that it's to the best interest of the community for everybody to be inoculated, then forget the religious exemption. So what people have to face is the fact that our government is killing us. This is genocide. That is their agenda. And then each person has to decide what they're going to do about that. Are you going to keep your oath? As far as I'm concerned, I took an oath to first do no harm. I'm keeping my oath. As far as the military, they took an oath to first protect the country from enemies from within or without. Now, obviously, I'm sure the people listening to this show know who the enemies are and that they're within. What are we going to do about it? I do not promote a revolution. I promote an evolution of consciousness. What I envision is enough of us waking up and seeing what's going on. Even the financial meltdown, it's all being done on purpose. This is
hold that point, Dr. Carly. Dr. Carly, we've got to take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be back in 90 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. 90 seconds with Dr. Rebecca Carly. DrCarly.com.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, are you you don't believe, we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with a world in a grave. Take a look around, your boy. It's bound to scare your boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. Ah, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
You didn't miss anything because we were off the air. A big attack on a Marines disquisition because they didn't want to get the word out. We have Dr. Rebecca Carley. You find her website, the links on my website. You will find this show on my website, fed from its entirety with all the errors going out around the world trying to get back online. We were successful in doing so. Blog Talk Internet Radio recorded the entire situation from its entirety, and we want to let you all know right up front, Wind Talkers Radio Network is now on the air with over 137 radio stations, privately owned, independently operated around the world. And welcome to my the new listeners that are just came on board for this second hour there in New Zealand. God bless you, Bobby. I know you worked your heart out to get the whole thing going. You did. You missed some really inspiring information this first half, this last half hour, but we've got a whole hour to go, and Dr. Carley is back with us. We've got Marines in Michigan that were afraid and left the Corps and took their families from North Carolina and California, and they've incorporated themselves in Michigan. They've incorporated themselves in Idaho. They've incorporated themselves in eastern Tennessee at the Tennessee-North Carolina-West Virginia border area. Ladies and gentlemen, American Marines are waking up, and they don't want to be on the front line, on the fodder, and they understand what their oath of office is and what their oath is to the Constitution, more specifically to the Bill of Rights. And they understand what the Bill of Rights means. That's why they're listening to a Marine's disquisition today and every day. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley. I'd like for you to continue. You're right on point, ma'am.
Well, I just want to highlight what you just said, since we're joining some new listeners now that we're not able to access it from the obvious hacking. And I laugh when these things happen because this just shows that the powers that be do not want this information out. But I want to give people an empowering message. Do not be afraid, because, you see, these things have been going on for generations. The puppet masters have been controlling everything, even the Great Depression. That was all done intentionally, just like the present economical collapse is being done intentionally, because the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and it's not a reserve, they can cause such a thing to happen. This gives them an opportunity to steal everything that everybody has, decrease the property values, et cetera, take everything you have, and then they start the whole bubble escalating again. And every time this happens, they make even more and more money. But worse yet, they're decreasing the population. And I encourage all of you to go to Google Videos. There's an excellent Google video about the Georgia Guidestones where a young man is actually standing in front of the Georgia Guidestones. I had not seen them myself. I'd heard about them. But he's standing there in front of them, and he shows them on camera. And the first thing they mention is that they want to decrease the population of the world to 500 million. Because, you see, the power masters that control the world, the elite, the different bloodlines like the Rockefellers that control big pharma, big oil, everything else, they know that there's technologies available that could clean up the earth, that could give us all free energy, that the different diseases that everybody's suffering from are actually being created. We don't have to worry about our national health budget. If they stop giving vaccines, almost all diseases would disappear. They know all these things, but they're making money off it. So rather than, you know, allow us to realize the truth, they're doing everything they can to just knock off as many people as possible. They just want to have a certain crop of slave laborers left. I picture like an army of autistic children that can't speak. Of course, autism is from vaccines. It has nothing to do from mercury. It's actually an autoimmune disease. If you listen to the archives of my show and read the documents on my site, you'll learn about that. But see, they want a bunch of puppets, Stepford people, that don't have any ability to think for themselves, and this is why they're spraying us with chemtrails, injecting us with viruses, putting fluoride in our water, putting half the population on the psychiatric drugs. The list goes on, and we're paying for it. And that's what people have to realize. And as I said, not to get violent, they have more weapons than us. They're just waiting for a riot to outbreak so that they can come in and bring about martial law. No, what we need to do is wake up enough people as possible so that we can stand up and ask them hard questions, because they cannot answer them. And that is the reason that the mainstream media is not covering any of these things, like the recent swine flu / human flu / bird flu that's coming out in Texas, because people are going to say, wait, do birds eat chickens? Did chickens eat birds? I mean, how did that work?
I got four real fast questions for you from four different areas of the world. One comes in from Venezuela. It says, Dr. Carley, God bless you for all the work you're doing. I went to your website. You're right on point. They're shooting our babies with medical vaccinations as soon as they come out of the womb. What is your take on the fact that the World Health Organization is just now reporting over 800 influenza-like cases in Mexico, and they don't know what kind of a disease it is?
Well, my take is that the World Health Organization is part of the problem. And the World Health Organization is telling people certain things to scare them. Because, see, what they're basically getting ready to do, Drew, and what they are doing, is to get people scared. Oh, there's flu, this dangerous flu. After all, the CDC has been telling us for years, it's not a matter of if but when the bird flu pandemic struck. Well, how do they know this? Oh, that's right, because they're making it in laboratories in Washington, D.C. So what they're trying to do is to scare people, tell them. Of course, we have no way of documenting any of these things. Did this many people really die? We don't know. Did they actually have whatever version of flu that they're saying? We don't know. Did those same people live in slums? Do they eat real food? Do they breathe real air? Have they been inoculated with flu? We don't know. But the reason this information is being released is because what they do want to do is to brainwash people into saying, I better go get a flu vaccine.
I have a gentleman here, retired United States Marine, 87 years old, been retired from the Corps for 40 years. He served in the Marine Corps for 27 years before he retired. And he tells me that his wife died 2 years ago, 3 months after taking her first vaccination on a flu virus that would, they said that she needed to have because she was over 60. My wife would have been 64 2 days after she died. I do not profess to take vaccinations. I'm plan on living at least another 5 or 6 years, but I have not had a vaccination, and the only flu I've ever had was the flu I got from my wife after she took a vaccination and brought the flu bug into our home. Comment to you, Dr. Cawley, is are they really going to come after us and kick our doors in and make us take these shots?
Well, that's what the model state health law says. But before I even speak further on that, I want to just underline what this brilliant 80-some-year-old veteran just said. The only flu he ever got was that which his wife brought into the home after they inoculated her with a needle. You see, that's what people have to realize. And it's amazing to me. I mean, the way I started doing my work, my own son was brain damaged from vaccines because I believed all the propaganda. He got all his vaccines, and thank God I learned how to reverse it with natural therapies. But you see, people have to start asking themselves, now, let me get this straight. You're telling me that this virus is so bad for me that you don't want me to be exposed to it. So you're going to put it in a syringe and inject it into my bloodstream. Hello, where did that get started? That is insanity. And it's not just a matter of the virus. It's the tissue culture used to grow the virus. They're using aborted fetuses to grow most of these viruses. This is a satanic, a spiritual assault, cannibalism. You are being injected with the tissue of, say, a baby's nervous system. You're going to develop antibodies against those nervous system tissues. You're going to develop nervous autoimmune disease, which includes autism, ADD, learning disabilities, MS, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's, you name it. There's a whole list of things, Tourette's, et cetera. Okay? So that's the first thing. But it's not just that. They're putting all kinds of other things. Aspartame. Aspartame is a neurotoxin. Who cares what their vaccine tastes like? Why are they putting aspartame in vaccines? They're putting mercury in vaccines. Mercury causes Alzheimer's. It kills nerve cells, along with aluminum, which also causes all allergies. And this is all explained in the documents in my website. They're putting formaldehyde, which is the preservative used to pickle dead people. That's being put in vaccines as well. You can go to the CDC's own website and see what the ingredients of vaccines are. It is a witch's brew. And the superstition that got us started about 200 years ago with this mason from England by the name of Edward Jenner, who tried to convince us that injecting ourselves with pus from cows that had cowpox was going to protect us from smallpox. Vaccines were done before that time, but that's when the real trend got started. And then, you know, the medical minions, the scientists, the mad scientists since that time, have used that disinformation to not only create more diseases, but now they're altering our very genetic structure. I'm doing a show tomorrow with Dr. Patricia Jordan, a veterinarian, and we're going to talk again about a subject that we talked about a couple of weeks ago on my show, how they're manipulating things like rabies. Rabies virus is very important because rabies actually alters your behavior. And she got information about a horse that was given a weaponized rabies vaccine. The horse was put into pasture to mate with a mare. Instead of mating with a mare, he killed her and ate her. Horses are not cannibals. Do you all remember that case of the chimp in Connecticut that tried to kill the woman, ate her face off? Do you remember the case of the man on the bus that beheaded somebody and started to eat him? I guarantee you those people got the weaponized rabies virus because it's also being given to humans. they are experimenting with these things. And on my show on RBN last week, I did a show about the biology of aggression. All these things are being studied by the mad scientists. This particular show relates to a book published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They are figuring out how to create monsters or create docile people. The soldiers that come home and kill their families, do you think that's an accident? Do you think that's like a, you know, just a whatever circumstance? No, these are experiments being done. The soldiers are the main ones that are having experimentation done on them. They are the initial lab rats. And if you want to see an example of that, get the movie Jacob's Ladder. That talks about an experiment done in Vietnam where the soldiers were given a drug and they wanted to create super soldiers that would be able to have a high kill rate. The only problem was they killed each other. This is
I have an IM here from a main supporter and listener. She is the wife of a major in the United States Marine Corps in Southern California. And she says, Miss Carly, the flu that you're talking about, the swine flu that you mentioned earlier, has hit here in Southern California. The news media are lying. There is at least 3 to 4 dozen people here in Southern California in the San Diego area that have come down with this mysterious swine flu, and they're only saying that there's maybe 5 or 6. And in the news media that I was searching here while you were talking, they only report 7. Dr. Carly, are they going to kill us in the military first, or try to kill us?
Well, they're trying to kill the military first because the military took an oath to protect and serve the Constitution. And the Constitution, as neo-Nazi George Bush told us, is just a piece of paper. So, yes, the military is the primary target, and that is why they're killing off the military. As I've told people many times, there are more military dying from vaccines than are even dying from gunfire. That's one of the main reasons that they do not allow the media to photograph the dead soldiers, because people may say or ask the question, what did that soldier die from? You see, and they may have to say, well, he got the anthrax vaccine, now he's dead. So, yes, the military is a primary target. Why? Because the military is such a special class of people that they have done what they have done. They left their families. They took an oath to protect and serve. And once they realize who the enemy is, they're going to get pissed off, and they may take care of business. So, yes, the military is going to be targeted first. And they have to target the military first because that is the only way that they're going to be able to go into communities and kill off American civilians. So my answer is yes. The military is under direct attack, and that should be obvious. I get calls from people from the military all the time. They have to fight years. How many homeless military do we have? You know, you sign up for the military, you're supposed to get educational compensation. They give you this whole song and dance of all the benefits you're going to have, and what ends up happening? You lose an arm, you end up on the street, and you're homeless, and who cares? Absolutely nobody.
Dr. Carly, I retired from the Marine Corps 2 years ago. I'm 42 years old, served in the Corps 21 years and 6 months. I live in Paris, Kentucky. I've had a problem here with some form of a virus that's hitting horses, and I just learned on the news and views that Drew puts out that there were 21 horses have died from a toxic. They're blaming as on a toxic virus or a toxic vaccination that were given to these horses.
Yes.
I'm not a veteran. I'm a veterinarian. I'm studying to be a veterinarian here at the local university, and I want to know what you're saying about vaccinations. What can I do? Drew talks about his master herbalist in Maine, and the remedies there are herbs. One thing I can do to protect my horses?
Well, herbs are wonderful, and all the creations by our Creator are wonderful. But the first thing people have to do is stop going to the white coats. One of my biggest frustrations is when parents or pet owners tell me, it's the law. I have to get my pet vaccinated with rabies. I have to get my child vaccinated with all of these different witches' brews. You know what? If the law is that you have to sacrifice your child or pet to Molech, what are you going to do? Just say no. I have two cats, two dogs. They don't get vaccinated. You've never seen any healthier pets. You see, this is the problem, and this is how we create this immense corruption. The veterinarian that's going to be on my show tomorrow, Dr. Jordan, she lost her job at a veterinary clinic because she kept documenting all the cases of cancer that were being created by the vaccinations and the pets right at the injection site. They would inject them with vaccines, and they would develop sarcomas and all kinds of things, have to have their limbs amputated. I mean, it's so obvious. I encourage your listeners to read the article Science of Vaccine Damage on drcarly.com, which has multiple scientific peer-reviewed research studies done by non-pharma-funded veterinarians that prove vaccinations cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer and genetic damage in people and pets and in our food source animals. So what do we have to do? First of all, we have to get rid of the AMA. We have to fire all the white coats. We have to get rid of all veterinarians who agree to go along with this obviously genocidal program. We have to teach people, eat good food, and this includes the pets. Because the veterinary formulas that they're making now, most of the pet food, it's roadkill. Not only is it roadkill, but I learned from a veterinarian in Long Island when I learned there that most of these veterinary clinics, when they euthanize your animal, when your animal dies from cancer or whatever and then is given a drug to kill it, they will call these pet food companies. They sell the carcass to the pet food companies, and they feed your pet to other pets with cancer, with drugs that kill the pets. This is what's going on. There is no federal agency that oversees pet food. So unless you're getting pet food that says on it it's organic, you're feeding roadkill. Roadkill. And that's what people have to realize. So the first thing is don't feed roadkill. Don't get vaccinated. And you know what? Your pets are going to be fine just doing those two things. So the veterinarians are going to, you know, lose a lot of business. And that's why we have to have veterinarians that have a conscience, people like me, that basically just teach people, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. You don't make a lot of money doing what I do. I make about a tenth of what I made as a surgeon, but you know what? I sleep at night. And I've had attempts in my life. They tortured me for years. But I know what I'm doing is for good. It's for God. That's what I'm doing. And once enough other people know what I know, we're going to create an army that is going to create such a light on Obama and his minions and George Bush and their minions, because it's all the same. There are no political parties. There's only the enemy. It doesn't matter what they call themselves. They all come from the same cloth.
Dr. Carly, I've got an IM from Colorado that mentioned microbiologist, and this rhymes in with you, Bill, over in Memphis, Tennessee. Bill in Memphis, in Georgetown, which is a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee, says, asked Dr. Carly what her take is on the microbiologist that was supposed to go to a major conference on vaccinations in Iceland a couple of years ago. He had flown in to fly directly out of Memphis the next day, but he rented a car to stay here in Memphis overnight. He found the car on the Mississippi-Arkansas bridge, and the microbiologist just walked away, and they still have not yet found his body, but they have they found enough blood to believe the man is dead. What's her take on this?
Well, what's my take on this? Let's recall the Vince Foster murder or suicide.
The Vince Foster murder.
Yeah.
We don't call Vince Foster murder in Arkansas. We call it Vince Foster Arkansas.
Right, but you get my drift, okay? I mean, and this is what I'm trying to tell people. They have tried to kill me. I have had many attempts on my life. And apparently the Creator has determined it's not time for me to go. But you know what? I don't care anymore. They've taken away everything I care about. My only child is being tortured for 10 years now. So I don't care. So I continue to tell the truth, and when it's time for me to go, I will go. And my view on that is that that's when I'll go on vacation. But that's what people have to realize. All of the scientists who work for the other side, and I worked for the other side at one point. I didn't know it at the time. I didn't realize that by becoming a medical doctor, I was working for Lucifer, that I was actually promoting things that decrease health. Once I started to smell a rat, I got out of there immediately and then started researching things, and now I've gone against these minions. But anybody that steps out of the box, they risk loss of life, limb, everything they care about. This is America. So while we're worrying about torturing in Abu Ghraib and all these other places, of course, mandated by the people at the top who have gone without prosecution, while the poor foot soldiers that were ordered to do the dirty deeds, you know, went to prison, it's the same kind of thing in the medical field as well. This is what's going on. Genocide. Genocide, genocide. What is the difference between what's going on in torture in different prison camps that America's running from Nuremberg? It's the same crap, okay? The powers that be want to decrease the population, so they enlist people like me. I was from a very poor family. I thought becoming a doctor was going to be the best thing I could ever do, and then I signed up for it, and I saw they were experimenting on people. They were causing all of these different problems. At this point, it's gotten so bad, they're actually killing the elderly. I've seen this for years now, and I get calls from... Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because I just got a message. I'm off the host queue. Okay, so they're now actually getting to the point where, especially in hospices and nursing homes, the nurses are being ordered to kill the elderly with mismatched blood transfusions and especially morphine to make them stop breathing. This is what's happening in America, euthanasia, genocide. It's not talked about. We hear all this other garbage on the mainstream media distracting us from the real agenda. But that's what's really happening. So that's what I'm trying to make people realize, is that the government is pure evil. The evil empire is down there in the district of criminals. We are paying for it. As I said, I do not promote a revolution, but an evolution of consciousness. But I am so grateful to you, Drew, to have me on your show, to hook up with the military that you have links with all over the world, to just let you know. This is what you risked your life for. This is the government that you risked your life for. This is what they're doing. And your children are being affected. All of your children with autism, insulin-dependent diabetes, asthma, allergies, cancer, etc., your pets, the same thing. They're all being affected by this genocidal agenda, and the government not only knows what's going on, but they're paying for the experiments to make it work faster.
I have an IM here from Dr. Carley. I'm 13 years out of the Marine Corps. I resigned my commission in the Corps at 12 years. I am an attorney at law in the Marine Corps, and I came out of the Marine Corps to work in the civilian atmosphere because of the corruption in the legal system in the military that was so bad, and I have since given up my law practice. I'm like you. I make less than one-tenth of the money that I would make as a lawyer. I now practice paralegal work and work on my small five-acre farm here in Mississippi. I'm trying to get my life back together. My wife is doing everything she can to get her life together. She is a doctor, studied in Russia. She came here, and she's gone to the medical schools here in Mississippi to study medicine at Oxford, and she gave up the practice because she came home one day, cried her eyes out, saying that they were trying to teach her reverse medicine to where it would literally kill people, because she was taught at that the University of Kazan, Russia, medical, the medical terms and the herbology that they have there, where they use natural God's herbs, would really cure people better. And here in America, they teach you to give vaccinations and poison people. She's now would like for me to move back to Russia, because even though there's a lot of evil there, there's the real freedom in America is dissipating, and she sees that America is about to start killing the people because of vaccinations being forced on them. Is there something, anything that we can do?
Wow. Well, I send out a hug to both of you. I will ask you to have your wife call me. I'm actually giving a course to teach others how to do what I do, because that's the good news. I developed a protocol to reverse all vaccine-induced diseases, which includes all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, and cancer in people and in pets. But the most important thing that I want to encourage you to realize is that all this is done on purpose. And I don't know, Drew, if you know about Ralph Winterrod, who's also a co-host with me on republicbroadcasting.org. I have a show that I did with Ralph on my website about the administrative state, and it's a very good overview of what he's realized. And see, this is what people have to realize, that the reason all of these different agencies, including the AMA and the CDC and CPS and FEMA, and the list goes on, why they're allowed to do all of the evil they do is because they act outside the Constitution. This is something that was created by FDR back in the New Deal. And
okay, Dr. Carley, hold that point. Dr. Carley, hold that point.
Yes.
We've got to take a break.
Okay.
We're about 30 seconds over late. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Malone, Reigns the Third. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. This is a Marine's Disposition, heard live around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network. And off the phone bridge, we are live on 11 phone bridges around the world and Blog Talk Internet Radio. Welcome back, Dr. Carley. This is an interesting hour. We've been hacked, attacked, and we're going to continue. And obviously, I've already got a couple of IMs coming in that make sure you bring Dr. Carley back at least once every other week or a month. She's got some great information. We'd like to hear from her more often. That is from a Sergeant Major, United States Marine Corps, active duty, Okinawa.
Well, I want to send such a big hug out to all the military. I just love all of you. I so respect you. I actually wanted to join the service when I was in medical school, but my corrupt administrator, the surgical chairman of my university, did not want to let me enlist, so he prevented me from doing so. Now I realize that was a blessing, because I would have had to go get all those inoculations, and who knows what would have happened to me. But you see, I have a message of truth, but yet coupled with hope, because you can reverse all these things. What we have to realize, folks, is that we have to learn how do we get in this situation. Before the break, I was talking about the administrative state. Our government has been controlled by the elitists, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, the Zionists, there's many names for them. Okay, the bottom line is these people have the wrong intention. They want to control the world, the New World Order. They have brought about this administrative state. Go to drcarly.com, listen to my show with Ralph Linerod so you'll understand what that means. All of these agencies are under control of this agency or this administrative state that's been created. That's why they're able to act outside the Constitution. That's why they can do whatever they want. They can steal our children because we refuse to vaccinate or whatever the case may be. Before we can fix the problem, we have to learn how the problem happened. The Federal Reserve is another example. We can stop this economic meltdown in a heartbeat. All we do is tell the... All we have to do is say, Federal Reserve, thank you. We don't want to print your monopoly money anymore. We're going to print gold and silver actual money, and we're not going to have any more debt because that whole Jekyll Island thing was a fraud to begin with. You see, once enough people realize how this whole scam has gone down, the party is over. We don't need a revolution. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a joke. I just picture having a bunch of these minions who allege to represent us, the traitors in the District of Criminals, in Congress and the Senate. I mean, what they're doing every day to bring us into the communist state. Go onto the Internet and read the planks of the Communist Manifesto. They've accomplished every single one of them. Is this what you want for your family, folks? If not, you have to wake up others. That's what we have to do. It's not a matter of a revolution, as I said. It's an educational process. And start to realize this is what you're paying for. All the trillions that Obama's given to the banksters, this is what you're paying for. When are you going to say no? And that's what we have to do, is just say no. I picture millions and millions of people all over the country standing up and saying, no, we're not going to take it anymore. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many different mainstream media outlets won't cover it. We'll have enough alternative media, and the BBC and the Canadian Broadcast Network and different things, they'll be all here to say that the Americans finally got it. The day has come, and that's what I want to help happen.
I have an IM here, Captain, United States Marine Corps, Cherry Point, North Carolina. Dr. Carly, in the recent campaign that I was engaged in Iraq, we were requested and then ordered to take a vaccination pursuant to my own religious belief. I refused to do so. 1 in 6 of all pilots came down with an illness and now are unable to fly. 3 of these of my personal friends who took these vaccinations have not been able to literally maintain a job now that they've gone into civilian life. I'm still in the Marine Corps, but I'm headed back to Afghanistan, and I'm being told that they want to give me a vaccination, and I've already told them what they could do with it because there's so many air crewmen who have been vaccinated that it's mind-boggling that they will continue to poison us. I want to know, when's the fight going to start?
Amen. That's what I want to know, too. And have your friends contact me, and I'll tell them, we'll teach them how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases. But you see, this is what boggles my mind, that we have brave men and women in the military who have signed up to defend their country. How many years ago was it we learned Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction? Why are they giving anthrax and smallpox vaccines and all this other garbage to the military, vaccines that have never even been tested, and yet the brave men and women line up and roll up their sleeves? Why are they doing this? Why don't they have the courage to just say no? If enough of them did this, it would stop, because, in fact, they are taking out the military. They know what's happening with the vaccines. They are killing more military with vaccines than they're killing with gunfire. So all I can tell you is that God bless you for opening up your eyes. More and more of the military have to just say no. I know they raise that threat of court-martial on you. Oh, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to be court-martialed. people have to say, excuse me, Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Why are you making me get an anthrax or smallpox vaccine? Explain that, please. And then go to my website, drcarly.com, download that article, Science of Vaccine Damage, show that to whoever in the military is trying to, you know, force you to take that needle. Watch how fast they run to the bathroom. You have to educate yourself. You have to protect yourself. Because military, I'm sorry to be the ones to tell you this. I know you already know this intuitively. The government is killing you. They're using you as experimental guinea pigs to develop ways to kill the population here in the States. But you are the main focus. They don't want to pay your disability. They don't want to give you veterans benefits. How many homeless veterans do we have on the street? You are being used. You are useless eaters. But don't feel bad, because all of us are too. But it's just that you were the ones that signed up to be a useless eater, so you're on the front lines.
Dr. Carly, this is from Betty in Miramar Marine Corps Air Station, Miramar, California, which is right outside of San Diego. She comes in and she says, Dr. Carly, I have a group of ladies here. It started out with just seven of us listening to Drew on American Voice Radio. We heard you every once in a while on Wendy Wilson's show once a month or so.
Yep.
Drew promoted that show, and we want to thank you for doing that show. We learned a lot. Now Drew has found a master herbalist in Maine that he's proud of. But I want to let you know that there's 27 of us girls here that range in age of 46 years old all the way down to 22. Most of us are Mud Marines wives, but there are a few of us that are the wives of pilots in the Air Corps or Air Wing, and we are so thankful of the information that you bring forth. We will not go quietly in the night, as Drew says. We are not taking vaccinations. And because of what we see on your website, even though it's gross, when we turned it up, many of us were in awe of the picture of the baby. But after we got through that and then read the other things, you have some interesting insight here. And we want to know is why have you been able to conquer and stay alive?
Through the grace of God, and I just have to comment on what they said about that baby with the needles picture. It's so funny because I did a lecture last January at the Palmer Chiropractic College in Iowa, and the people that arranged my talk used that baby with the needles picture on a poster that was advertising me coming to the college. And there was a massive outcry. They were disgusted with that poster of the baby with the needles. Go to drcarly.com and look at it. So when I started my talk, I said, you know, it's really amazing how many of you were outraged by this photograph of a baby being injected with all these needles. So the photograph outrages you. The action does not. And that is my final message in regards to that. You know, we can do these things to children. And it's much worse than that, what's going on, child sacrifice and all kinds of stuff. Go to franklinscandal.com and learn how most of the high-level officials in our government are actually pedophiles. But we can see visuals of what's happening, and that offends us, but what's actually happening to the children does not. So that's what I'll say about that. As far as what's going on and herbalists joining together, I embrace that. There are all kinds of natural therapies. There's no disease that cannot be reversed with natural therapies. However, the most important thing everybody has to do is not cause the disease in the first place, i.e., do not go to the medical devils. Do not get the vaccines. Do not get the drugs they give you, which have side effects that lead you straight down the road to death. Do not get radiation or chemotherapy, which causes cancer. Do not get mammograms, which cause breast cancer. You have to educate yourself as to how my profession has been totally corrupted. I encourage everybody to get the book, The Medical Mafia. This is written by a Canadian physician, Dr. Guy Lane, G-U-Y-L-A-I-N-E, Langtote, L-A-N-C-T-O-T. She gives the entire history of my profession, how it was corrupted early in the 19th century by the pharmaceutical cartels, especially the Rockefellers, how they took over controls of the medical schools. And I experienced this myself. I went to medical school in the early 80s. I had 10 hours of nutrition and 2 years of pharmacology. And my nutrition involved 4 hours of the four food groups, which is a scam, of course, 2 hours of vitamins. And when they taught us about vitamins, they basically told us that vitamins give you expensive urine. And then 4 hours of, you know, teaching us about milk. Of course, milk now has bovine leukemia virus, bovine growth hormone. Milk is a toxic poison at this point because of everything they've done. So the point I'm making is that in medical school, they teach the doctors that anything natural that comes from God is quackery, and the only thing that works is drugs. And this is how the mind control gets rolling.
I got Eugenia Vetlana on here. She's in my ear on the other side, and she wants to know, or not know, she wants to advise you that in Russia, I am a practicing doctor, medical doctor, general practitioner, 39 years old. Drew's my boyfriend in the States, and I would like for him to come here to live instead of me coming there to live, but I wanted to bring in and say one thing. Okay, say what? Say it. I want to tell Dr. Carly that here in Russia, we're fighting tooth and nail the Codex Alimentarius that's trying to be implemented by the United States, and tell Dr. Carly that there are doctors here in Sochi listening to her talk, and we applaud what she's trying to do. It's nice to know that there is an American doctor that has the guts to stand up against the Codex diseases that are being forced on people around the world. Question. Dr. Carly, do you travel outside the United States to do conferences? And would you give links to Drew so we can go get to the links that you've been discussing during the show?
Well, I'll travel anywhere, and people can contact me. My Skype username is DrCarly1. That's on my website. So, yes, I'll go anywhere to tell anybody what they need to hear as long as I have an audience. As far as the links are on my website, drcarly.com, and Drew has a link to me on that website. As far as Codex, this is very important what she's saying, because you know what, Drew? We're not hearing anything about Codex in the mainstream media here in this country, and the most important person in this country that's working on that is a man by the name of John Hamill. His website is IAHF.com. That's International Alliance of Health Freedom. We had a number, millions of people in this country in the 90s that actually revolted against there being any pressure by the powers that be to stop us from being able to use supplements. And because of the massive outcry of the public, they passed this DSHEA, Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, in order to protect us. But now, because Big Pharma has, you know, been putting many, many dollars into the pockets of those prostitutes in Washington, now they had to figure a way around it. So what they're doing is going around it through CAFTA. And they've actually already passed the Codex bill in this country. We have not heard about it in the mainstream media. But once enough people realize what's going on, you see, once they start telling you you can't get a dietary supplement unless you get a prescription. And, of course, once you ask for a prescription for dietary supplement, if that medical devil gives you a prescription, they'll lose their license. So that's how they've got the whole, you know, all their ducks are in a row in terms of keeping you sick. That's what we have to make people realize. So I just want to, you know, underline the fact that Codex, in this country, most people don't even know about it. They're not telling the public that our Congress is trying to make dietary supplements a prescription item. Why don't you know that, folks? You have to do your due diligence. You have to do research, because America is more in the dark even than in Russia. And this is what we're now getting proof of from this person that's emailing Drew. And this is what we have to realize. We think we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. No, we're the land of the fee and the home of the slave. And it's getting worse every day. Yeah.
And I got Lisa from Seattle coming in, and she's making the comment here that, Dr. Carley, when are they going to outlaw the vitamins supplements? Because I have friends in Vancouver who are driving over here for the weekend for Mother's Day to visit their mothers, and they have asked me to go out and pick up vitamin C because they can't get vitamin C on the other side of the border unless they go to the pharmacy with a doctor's permit.
Right. Well, they've already passed the law. It's supposed to go into effect at the end of this year. You see, they have to do things in increments. They can't unleash the whole horror on us all at once. So the way I look at it in terms of the big picture, once you overstand the puppet master's agenda, they're bringing us to financial collapse. You know, they're making a number of people homeless and basically without a job, et cetera. Then they're going to unleash the pandemic flu. And then they're going to say, oh, by the way, the supplements are dangerous. You can't get them without a prescription. You know, it's a matter of wearing down people. Once you're worn down to a certain point, you don't even know what to do. You see, that's one of our problems in this country as well. We have all kinds of groups against different atrocities. Nobody gets to the root of the evil. The evil has so many branches. We have to go to the root, the Illuminati, the people that are causing this on purpose. Research that, folks. Illuminati, check that out. The 13 families, the bloodlines that have caused this to happen, this has been going on for generations. It's talked about in the Protocols of Zion, and there's many different groups, including the Jesuits and the Mormons. It's not just the Synagogue of Satan, who are not Jewish, but pretend they are, so they can talk about this anti-Semitic thing. But there's many different groups of people that have the same bloodline that are evil. They have a genocidal agenda. They want to control the world. They want to decrease the population. If you see the movie Soylent Green, that's what it's all
about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah, we got a movie out there that we're trying to locate, Dr. Carley, that's called Shadow on the Land, that was done in the early 70s. The last time it played on any public television was 1989 in San Francisco. We found that out through a publication out there. We're trying to find a copy of that because I was just told here the other day that in that movie, there was a doctor that made a comment, says, if you want the vaccination, I take no responsibility for the illness that you will have.
Well, another very good movie that people can get a hold of, and I have a copy of this. If you want to contact me, if you can't find it, I'll send you a copy just for the cost of me copying it and sending it. It's called They Live. And that is a movie where basically people put their sunglasses on and all of a sudden they can see. They can see.
We have copies of that. And believe it or not, Dr. Carley, it's funny you mentioned that because Master Gunnery Sergeant Scheid in Havelock, North Carolina says, just a minute ago, popped up and says, ask Dr. Carley about They Live. And another Marine, another friend of mine in Colorado says, it's the land of the sheep and the home of the slave. And another Marine in Okinawa comes forth and says, Dr. Carley, you're a great gal. You're right on. Take the vaccination needle and throw it in the trash can. There's got to be a better way.
Well, inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction. To all you military, you're looking for the weapons of mass destruction, go into your military bases where they're storing all the vaccinations and tell your commanders, I found the weapons of mass destruction. They're here in the needles. And to all of the military in North Carolina, please get in touch with me. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to meet with you. I would love to give lectures to your groups on an individual basis. I'm in Hickory, which is about 45 minutes east of Charlotte, and I would love nothing more than to meet with the military that have a conscience, those of the military that are hooked up with you, Drew, that have taken their oath seriously, because I know the party is not over. These minions are not going to be able to get away with what they've planned, because people with a conscience are going to be victorious in the end. It's just a matter of waking up a critical mass of people.
Dr. Carly Montgoose comes in and he says, I will get in touch with you, Dr. Carly. I'm over in a little base called Buford, and I will get in touch with you because there are some of us that would like to hear it, but we can't meet anywhere and let it be known that it is a Marine Corps group meeting and you are talking, because they frown on us learning the truth from what you've got to say. Obviously, this happened in the first 30 minutes of the show today because we could not hear you at our club that we participate in, that I visit in, there's a lot of civilians. A lot of people blame the military for the coming problems and that we should get out of the military, but in all honesty, I see the biggest problem out there is the uneducated American people in the form of police officers and people that work in the civilian sector that are dumbed down and believe that what they're doing at the county courthouses and the state capitals are doing the right thing for all of us, when in actuality they are the problem. Do you not agree?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'm laughing as you say that. Well, so we'll meet at a coffee shop someplace, no problem. You just let me know where and when. But you see, what I like to tell people is that there's people in every level. There's even police officers. There's sheriffs. I had a sheriff, Richard Mack, that was a guest on my internet show a few weeks ago, who wrote a book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. There are even doctors like myself. There are people at every level. The discerning factor, as far as I see it, is, do you have a conscience? Have you sold out? Are you willing to take down your fellow man just to put food on the table for your own family? That is the discerning factor. And there are people at all levels that are willing to open up their eyes, are willing to stand up for the truth no matter what it costs. I am one of those people. We are meeting more and more of those people. I know that you're one of those people, Drew, and that's what keeps me breathing, is to know that as the army grows of the people who will not sell out for any price, no matter what it takes, we will be victorious in the end. I'm not saying it's not going to get a little ugly, because it probably is, because the powers that be have been planning this New World Order agenda for generations. And they're not just going to say, uh-oh, we've been, you know, exposed, we're going to step aside now. But in the end, it's going to be funny how it all works out.
I understand that. Dr. Carly, we've only got about a minute and 45 seconds left. Give out your, I want to make sure you give out your phone number or your website so they can get and find out where you are and who you are and what to do. And don't worry about Mongoose. I'll get Mongoose your contact information.
Okay. My website is drcarley.com, drcarley.com. I've had a $10,000 reward on my website for almost 3 years for any vaccine promoter to come on my internet radio show and prove me wrong. No takers so far. So give out that information to your white coats or your military commanders trying to force you to get vaccinations. See how fast they go to the bathroom. As far as contacting me, please call me. 828-294-0662. My phone number is on my website. I take calls from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time every day of the week. I'm getting so many emails now, I can't even possibly keep up. So if you want to make sure you contact me, please call me. And I want to just tell all those of you in the military, God bless you. Spread the word. The enemy is within. It's time
Amen
for us
to
tell others, okay?
And
so
Dr. Carly,
you.
you're on a radio tomorrow. That's Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. That's republicbroadcasting.org, guys.
Yes.
Republicbroadcasting.org. I don't mind Dr. Carly giving out. Do you have any other radio stations or that you play on, or shows that you play on? You want
well,
to give out the time that you're on tomorrow? I don't know what your time is. I think it's 2 o'clock Central Time.
Yes. 2 o'clock Central, 3 to 5 Eastern. I'm on shows every day. Sometimes I have as many as 3 shows a day. I'm on Wendy Wilson, on GCN and AVR every month. I'm on many shows. But the bottom line is you can listen to my archives of What's Ailing America. Unfortunately, I will never run out of answers to that question. But once we wake up enough people to realize everything's being done intentionally, you see, we can decrease our tax burden to, like, almost nothing by just stopping the Holocaust of what they're doing to us on purpose and stopping all of these things. And that's my message to the people. The main thing we have to do to stop everything bad that's happening is to stop funding the mad scientists that are weaponizing viruses, creating all these weapons of mass destruction, and killing off human beings. And,
amen. We got to go. We got to go. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my show. Dr. Carley, thank you very much. God bless you.
I'll try
to call you after the show.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, any information on this show is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure any disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician when you trust, that you trust, before you use any product therapies discussed as we discussed today. Remember, it's your life, it's your remedy, it's your body. Till tomorrow or Monday, ladies and gentlemen, till the Monday, I'll be back. Remember, Rebecca Carley, RBN tomorrow. God bless. Semper Fi.
The beach, that's all, folks.